interesting Balaturim beginning of this week's parsha. Pasuk says, it's a little tinted the parsha a little bit. Balak tells Bilam, Ephes Kotzeyu Tira, you look at the end, see the perimeter, the outer part of Klal Yisrael. The Kula Leisir. So, Al Derech HaPshat, it means literally you'll stand the outskirts, you'll see that. You won't see the entire, you won't have a bird's eye view of the entire Klal Yisrael, you'll just see part of it. Balatur adds, there's a P, Merum is in here, another Taich. You have to understand exactly what he's saying. This word of Kulai, the Kulai Tira, the Kulai Leisira, Beis Bimisaira. There's two places where we have Bimisaira this word. The Kulai Leisira, this is one over here, and another one is the Kulai Machmadim. Kulai Machmadim, that's a Gemara, Chikai Mam, that's a Pasuk, I mean, in Chirashirim Perakei, Chikai Mam Takim, Kulai Machmadim. That's Kulai. So the Balaturim is putting together this Pasuk of the Kulai Leisira with the Kulai Machmadim that it says over Chirashirim. V'hainu, says the Balaturim, V'amrinan b'msechtes Nida daflamed Aleph amed Aleph. Balaturim brings this Gemara in Nida. Pasuk later, Mi mana afar Yaakov umisper Roiva Yisrael. Roiva Yisrael is the Revia, the period of Arivia of Klal Yisrael. That's HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees and witnesses the period of Arivia of Klal Yisrael. Al Dover Zeh, for this statement that Bilam made, that this thing, something in Bilam on this parsha, Nismas Einei Shel Bilam. This is why Bilam was blinded. Sha'omar, Bilam said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Shu Kadosh, Umisharsav Kadoshim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Kadosh, is Misharsav HaKadoshim, Yistakel B'dover Zeh, he'll be looking and witnessing the period of Arivia of Klal Yisrael. V'hainu, and because of that, the Kulei Leisira. You won't be able to see Kulei of Klal Yisrael. So he's obviously darshaning Kulei of Klal Yisrael, not in terms of you'll see the borders and you won't see the center. He's darshaning it in some rumors here, a different Yisrael. But it's Kielu Bilam became blinded and was unable to see a certain thing because he demonstrated this attitude, this taina under Rabbi Mishael. Kielu HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh Misharsa Kadoshim Stachel B'Kavrazeh. And then he goes on. Bishvil Dibre K'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, since Bilam spoke K'neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shekulai Machmadim, it brings in this pasuk, Shekulai Machmadim, therefore Nismas Einoi V'Kulai Leisira. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Kulei Machmadim and he spoke against the Kulei Machmadim, therefore it's Kulei Leisira. So it says there, Shavav Kulei Kulei. Right? So yes, we see from this Balaturim how he set it up, that this Pasuk, he brings in, like you're stressing, he spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so why don't you say he spoke against HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who is Haya Haya Viyye, right? He's the Balakoychus Kulam. You came and attributed to this to him, Leisira. No, it chaps specifically this word, this connection of the Kulei Machmadim. So what's Munach? And you have to know, we have to look at each part. First of all, what does it mean, the Kulei Leisira? And what does it mean, the Kulei Machmadim? And how do they relate to the two? And why? For that was Nismas Einei Shel Bilam. That's one. This Balaturim, we have to get back after understanding all the parts and understand what the Balaturim is saying. Mishnah in Ovis, Perakei, Mishnah Yutes. Ma ben Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu le Talmidov shel Bilam Arasha. So before I even get to what I want, an aside, a Derech Agav, there's a Sfasemus. The Sfasemus asks, Talmidov shel Avraham Avinu, you understand, Taivayim, you need all the milas, right? You need to be a Talmud of the Rebbe of Avraham Avinu in order to be Zoyche, to have these milas. He says, "Oh, but Talmidei Shel Bilam, just don't do anything and don't learn Midas Tevis. And you don't have to be Talmidei Shel Bilam. Just be not Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu, and the Mela, the result is it'll lead you on a path where you'll be that Mushchas in Midas. But you have to be, what's this Musig of Talmidei Shel Bilam? So this Vasem is a sharp thing. You'll be a Bilam. You'll have the Mushchas of Bilam. Right? But what did he learn from Bilam? Bilam did everything with Tzidkus. The Eibishter didn't say, I'll do what the Eibishter is. The Eibishter, he's saying, yeah, I'm going with the Eibishter. The Eibishter is this, and you're Mekalo. what do you call it? The two-facedness, to put on the facade of tzidkis when it's covered with a shayrish of rishas, to perfect that art, that you have to be becoming the shogil. It's an aside, it's just that. But anyway, the Mishnah says, Mabin Tamidov Shel Avram Avinu, Tamidov Shel Bilam Arasha, Zok the Mishnah, Tamidov Shel Avram Avinu, Oichlim Ba'ilam Azev, and Oichlim Ba'ilam Abo. Tamidov Shel Avram Avinu, they have plentiful, their food is plentiful Ba'ilam Azev, and they have a schus in Ba'ilam Abo. Aval Tamidov Shel Bilam Arasha, Yershin Gehenom, the Yardim Leber Shachas. Fact. So the Shail is Lechari Poshet in Pshat. I'm coming to describe what's the tremendous mila of Talmidei Avraham Avinu. Right? So it says Noichlum Olam Habo. I get it. Right? It's that the path to Olam Habo leads through Avraham Avinu, coming Mikayach Avraham Avinu. Oichlim Olam Hazeh. The fact that you have plentiful the food, the part of that everything you have in Olam Hazeh, the Oichlim Olam Hazeh. If I want to say what's the mila of Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu. It seems a little bit like you're almost being mechallel it by saying the mile of Avraham Avinu is oichlim ba'ilam hazeh. Skip the oichlim ba'ilam hazeh. Mile of Avraham Avinu is oichlim ba'ilam hazeh. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh is a mile of Avraham Avinu. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh is a mile of somebody in Borough Park of Flatbush. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh is not a mile. Sorry about that. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh l'chorinishkin mile. It's not a mile of Talmidei Avraham Avinu. So Tfasemis, Shnash Tov Shulamet Aleph, Tfasemis, and other Svarim say a Yisoid over here. Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh doesn't mean that you physically eat. It's connected with the Oichlim ba'ilam abo. The Oichlim ba'ilam, the best way to put it is, the Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh is an Oichlim habadika Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh. The Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh is that type of an Oichlim ba'ilam hazeh which leads to and takes you to the Noichlim Loilam Abo. In other words, you can have food, you can have plentiful, you can have parnasa, you can have it. The question is, how are you viewing the world? How are you viewing the world? Are you viewing the world as I'm here to get to Olam Abo as a prizdar? If I'm viewing the world as a prizdar, so everything I have is given to me to be a medium, to be a keli, through which I can be mitkayim deratzon Hashem. A keli through which I can be marbuk v'chamay. That's one way. So that's an achila ba'ilam hazeh. An achila, there's mitzvahs of achila. Just if you want to take achila literally, there's mitzvahs of achila, right? You're mekayim mitzvahs with achila, and there's a birchas hamazon after achila. If you use the achila to get to the sharish of kedusha that's in the world, there's ba'atzim a sharish of kedusha in the world, which took on a physical guise for it to be the work, our work in olam hazeh, to have the nisayin. What we do through our achila, the ilam habadika, achila in ilam hazeh means, what you do in ilam hazeh takes you to that sherish, is mala you beyond the taivas agashmias, and takes you to the sherish aruchni of it. And you're thereby connecting yourself to ilam habo, which you will be neichel. Achamebes. To ilam habo, which you will be neichel. That's eichlim by ilam hazeh, v'neichlim la ilam habo. Their eichlim in ilam hazeh is an oilam habadika, oichlim ba'ilam hazeh, to bring them there. That's Talmidei Shel Avraham Avinu. How did Talmidei Avraham Avinu see the world? Right? The world is, this is what's leading me to oilam haba. Hence, every decision, every cheshbon that you make is this leading me to oilam haba, or is this not leading me to oilam haba? Avraham Avinu's achila in this world, the oichlim ba'ilam hazeh, was the oichlim ba'ilam hazeh of the oichlim ba'ilam haba. Mashenkin Bilam is the exact opposite. Olam Hazeh is not a praise there. Olam Hazeh is a taklin. A traklin. Olam Hazeh is an end in itself. Olam Hazeh is an end in itself, so that means eat, drink, and be merry. Right? Eat, drink, and be merry, because then you're going to die, and it's all over. Eat, drink, and be merry. So what does that lead them to? Avraham Avinu's thing is a medium to get to Olam Hazeh. Right? To eat, drink, and be merry, and disregarding anything, and using this world, b'etzem, the gashmias, the kahanos, and that type is a facade. It's hiding the real ruchnias, the ketechem of the world. If you go after that facade, so what do you have? What do you have? What it says, Talmidei Shel Bilam, Yerushim Gehenim, v'yardim lebeshachas. What's the pu'ula of Yerushim Ge'enim? When are they being Yerush? They're Ge'enim. The whole freserai in Olam Hazeh. Their whole indulging Olam Hazeh is their Yerusha of Ge'enim. And what will they have through that? Yardim Leber Shachas. So it depends. The Yerushim Ge'enim of Olam Hazeh is connected to Eichlim Olam Hazeh. Eichlim Olam Hazeh, the emes of Eichlim Olam Hazeh is the Eichlim Olam Hazeh, which brings you to the Eichlim Olam Habo. Bilaam's whole world philosophy was different than that. The world isn't, and the physical world is an end in itself. That's what it means, Eichlim Olam Hazeh. That's what it means, Eichlim Olam Hazeh. The Sfasema seems to learn the whole parsha with that. Bilaam, what bothers Balak, right, what bothers Balak, so again, I'm not talking on Derech HaPshat. On Derech HaPshat, Chisos Ein HaOretz just means the multitude of Klal Yisrael is so great that it covers the land. Fine. So after Chisos Ein HaOretz, Bilaam's Weltanschauung, Bilaam's way of looking the world, Balak's way of looking at the world was Ein HaOretz, an eye in his, a look of Artzius. A look of Gashmias. You look at the world through Chomrias. It's an end in itself. It's there for the taking. Comes along a Klal Yisrael. This is what, this is, Hine Kisa Seina Oretz, what Balak is saying over here, is what's bothering Balak and why he's going to Bilaam, right? And why he's going to Bilaam to be Mekal Klal Yisrael. What does that mean? What bothers him is, I have this philosophy, eat, drink, and be merry. Have, you know, eat, enjoy life. Enjoy life, have everything. Now this Klal Yisrael is coming and surrounding us. I'm not even talking about five things. First of all, one could ask a kasha. What's he afraid of Klal Yisrael? Klal Yisrael is mufurish muzer al yedei rabbi nishalelam. Not to fight with, not to make a war with them. So they're not going to do anything to you. What are you afraid of? He said, that's not what he's afraid of. He was afraid, I have my world, my hanhaga of how I view the world. That it's there, that the Gashmis is there for the taking and it's end in itself. Hinei ha'amah yaitzim mitzrayim. They're coming with this Rabbeinu Shel Olam that the Olam Hazeh is a prizder to get to a taklin, and that this is Olam Hazeh. If that becomes the prevalent society, there's so many of them, if that becomes the prevalent thing over there, that's going to push me to the minority. It's going to cramp my style. It's going to cramp my Gashmiyistic view of the world. That's Hinei Chisos Ein HaOretz. What bothers him is the Klal Yisrael is covering up the artsyistic, the gashmiyistic eye, and the gashmiyistic look at the world. Klal Yisrael is coming. Klal Yisrael is covering all that up. Therefore, l'cha ara li'oisai, get rid of it. There's another shaila that they ask that's answered stam with this havana. Why? Obviously, Bilaam had a kayach to be mekalim. It's muchach later. He had a kayach to be mevarach also. The klolos of Bilaam were nesapach to brachas, right? The kulam chazu the klolos except for matayv olach yagav. But he had this kayach of brach also as munach there. So, what, Balak, why did Balak go like this? He went, this klal Yisrael is coming to get me. Be mekalim klal Yisrael. Why didn't he go like a rebbe? Why didn't he just go and ask for a brother? Instead of saying, be mekalel klal Yisrael, be mevarech mayav. Give mayav a bracha that mayav will prevail. The teretz is pashut. Mayav wasn't. You'll give mayav a thing. Yeah, you'll prevail. But kol zman klal Yisrael is still around, and kol zman klal Yisrael is filling the world with this hashkafas olam of it's only a means to an end, and all of the gashmis is only here to be a kli, to be a means to the ruchnias, that's going to fatzamas, that's going to block me in and prevent me from being my lifestyle. So all the brachas you give me, as long as Klal Yisrael is there, that's still going to happen. Right? That's why, if it would be a war, okay, you're going to win the war and finish. It's not a question of you're going to win the war. If they're there, this is what, that's their metzias. So you have to affect their metzias. Affect their metzias, that you need a klala for them. Okay. So the main issue over here, then, what's bothering Balaam / Bilaam against Klal Yisrael is what's Olam Hazeh? Right, Klal Yisrael's view of Olam Hazeh is Eichlim b'Olam Hazeh and Eichlim l'Olam Haba. And Bilaam and Balak's view of Olam Hazeh is Ein Hor, it's an Ayin of Artzius, an Ayin of Chavrius. And that's what they couldn't be Seivel. There's a medrash, Parshas Chof Gimel, Yos Yud, Mi Mona Ofer Yaakov. Medrash, ah, no, that's the pasuk. The medrash is in Chof Yud Tes. Mi Mona Ofer Yaakov. Mi Yuchal Limnais. Who can count the mitzvahs shehein oisim ba'ofer? How many mitzvahs can be done with offer? Offer, efer, it's usually be used interchangeably here. Loisachre, latsachre, shor b'chamor. What are you doing? That in the ground. Loisizra, kar b'chokhlai. In the ground. V'osaf ish toras efer hapor. Okay, they're using efer and offer interchangeably, but okay. Right? Umina offer ashayyeh b'karka hamishkon. Sholashonim yilachem areilim. Orlo. All of these things. How many mitzvahs are with offer? What's the medrash coming to tell us? What's the medrash going to tell us? My nafkimin. There's five mitzvahs that offer. How many? There's a multitude of mitzvahs to offer. Asher, ulfichach, asher alke. If you think of what's the most valueless thing in this in the world, the most valueless thing in the world is offer. Right? It's nothing. It's the most valueless thing. So here lies the aside of what this world is. In the physical, you can look at the world in physical terms. You can look at the term at the world in the Shoyrish, in its emesdika way, in the ruchniyasdika way. And if you look at it in physical terms, you will think that the world, the offer is absolute zero. How much kedusha can come out of offer? Or how many mitzvahs come out of offer? If you look at it, that's this medrash is bringing out the ruchniyasdika view of seeing the world versus the gashmiyistika world of see, a way of seeing the world. Offers garlic, offers nothing. How many mitzvahs come out of offer? Everything here in this world is a medium, is a means to be marbe kedusha. To be marbe kedusha. Another nekuda to point out this yesod, to point out that also says in his way, this yesod that the confrontation, the machloikes kilu, the battle of Klal Yisrael and Moav Bilam is a battle of what's this world, right? Is what's this world? So the verb used over here that Moav was afraid of Klal Yisrael is it's another term for Yira. The verb Vayogor Moav. It's Vayogor Moav. Why is this term? Say Vayira Moav. Okay, no. So there's a kuntras called Noising Deya. You know what that is?
Yeah.
Okay. So kuntras, it's Shurim and Chumash from Yonis and Davis. So in this week's parsha, he tells on this Vayogar and he says a Moira de Katach. It's a Moira de Katach because it's the Svart. Because it's this Yisoid Be'etzah. First of all, there's a basic difference between in all svarim between Ava and Yira, right? Ava Chesed, Ava is spreading out, giving, right? Chesed to someone else, doing Chesed to someone else. Yira is confining. Yira is closing up and blocking, right? To protect, right? You find like Avram, Yitzchok was Yira and Avram was Chesed. Avram was kind of everybody. Doesn't say that Yitzchok was Makar of anybody anywhere. Yitzchok went and called the Be'eris exactly what Avram called them. He doesn't talk about that here, but he called exactly what Avram called them. His Avodah was preserving, the year of preserving what Avram Avinu did. Yeah. But one element of this year, aside from the emotion of it and the fear of it, there's this confining, right? Now the Pasuk says, you find this verb used in a different place. It says by Dayanim, Loisaguru Mipneish. Loisaguru Mipneish, again, literally, I mean, the pshat in it is don't be afraid. But what's Loisaguru Mipneish? You have the psak, you know what you want to paskin over here, right? But because of the socio-economic standing of the Baldin, right? So then you will refrain, you will keep it within yourself and not be able to take out and put out in the open what you hold the halachis. Al zeh nemar, loisoguru mipneish. Right? Loisoguru mipneish. Don't hold back, don't confine, don't lock in what you hold is the psak for anybody. If that's the emes, that's the emes. That's the same thing. Vayogar Moyov is the same Yisod. The Machlokes, the Yisod was what we said. Klal Yisrael is Oichlim Boilam Hazev and Oichlim Boilam Abo. The other, Moyov, Bilam, that's, they're building themselves Gehenna, right? That's what they're doing, basically, in this world. The world is a physical thing in itself. What are they afraid? It's not afraid, I'm afraid they're going to capture me. It's not regular Yira, I'm afraid they're going to capture me. But what are they doing, Klal Yisrael? They're confining, they're closing me up with my hashkafas that I won't be able to practice the world and relate to the world the way I believe to relate the world. They're cramping me, they're closing me up. That's vayogor boyav. That's the specific choice of the Torah here for the use of the word vayogor boyav as opposed to vayira. It's a very, very nice touch. So this is what he says. This is how they bring what he says, which is exactly what we said. But if he says it, let's say it. Uma'ata nucha levayr ve'isnagdu shel moyav leklal Yisrael u'moyrom lo'y hoya moyra rogil mitzaram Yisrael shevoyu v'yichrishu. Not afraid they're going to capture them. Do'amafurish b'tayra sh'ach shavei l'rishus l'reshes artsum, like we said before. Anyway. Ela pachad hoya mitzad metziu shel klal Yisrael shemisnagedes lemetziu shelohem. Dehainu, dechol hametziu shel klal Yisrael vasiyas hamitzvus hi toitzo mimashiyesh leshaychus la'esid lovay ulischar hanitzchi. Ulemetziu zu ein lohem shaychus. They don't have any shaychus. And they have no shaychus to this. Umushumachi gam b'matzav achshav. Even now, that's Olam Haba, even in this world, Kvar yesh lehem hargosha sheklal Yisrael meineya oisam lispashet umitzamtem oisam. The Klal Yisrael is limiting them. Ve'achshav hem tofsim, and now they're chapping shehem mugbalim legamrei ve'ein mokam lispashet. Umishum hochi vayoga. That's the vayoga. So that's this Yisrael. Now, that's how we can understand also this chazal that now we'll go back to put the pieces in the Balatur. The first thing is mi mana offer Yaakov, and it says what you, and what happened? It was a taina on him. He was nestame, became blind because he said, "How does it pass for the Heilike Eibishter to witness the period of Arivia of Klal Yisrael?" Right? Okay, what's the pshat in that chazal? If you look in the Sfarim, Mirtz Hashem, you're married. You'll see Yaakov Emden said other places. The kedusha of period of Arivia is ein l'shay. How you view it, is it stam taivus, or is there a kedusha to it? It depends on how you look at the world. What he demonstrated, what Bilam demonstrated, by saying, how does it pass for someone? You're holy, holy, you be up there and holy. This world is here for taiva, taiva, and taiva, Bilam and his chamar. This world is here for taiva, 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 and when you're done with that, more taiva. Right? That's what this world is here for. So in this world, the act of period of Arivia, how do they view it? Taiva, 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 that's all it is. Taiva, the Rabbi Shem, I can read his holiness, but that's out there somewhere, that's not the physical world. What you got to do with this? It's pastish for your Kedusha to come into this taiva. What point was he missing? This world is not taiva. Taiva is the nisayon of this world. This world is kedusha. The period of Arivia, etzem munach in the period, it's all shmuz, but munach in the period of Arivia is da, is kedusha. It's kedusha. This glaringly brings out this vikuach, this how he looked, the difference between Bilam's view of the world and Klal Yisrael's view. You will no longer be see, I will blind you from seeing the emes of the world because you are so mufka, you are mafkia yourself from it. With this telling statement that you made, that mi mana afar Yaakov, how does it pass for the Heilike Eibishter to do this? You took yourself out of the game. You have no shaykhis to this kedusha. And that's the taich of the chazal. That's the taich of the chazal. Okay, that's that chazal. Now, what does that mean? What are we talking about? So the Sifurna in Shir HaShirim, it's in Shir HaShirim Hei Tezvov, Tezayim. So he touches up like this. Chikoy Mamtakim. What does Chikoy Mamtakim mean? Ki Omrecha, like the Eibishter says, Mo Hashem Shayom Imcha Ki Im Liyira L'Toivlach. What you're supposed to do in this world is Ki Im Liyira L'Toivlach. The Yira in this world will bring you to the ultimate Toiv. Right? Yiras Hashem, bring the Rebbe through the womb. That's Chikoy Mamtakim. What's cool meaning? All of the Eibishter asks from us in this world is L'Toivlach. That we should make good for ourselves. And what's that good for ourselves? To get to the Kuloi Machmadim. What's the Kuloi Machmadim? What's the Kuloi Machmadim? The Kuloi Machmadim, the Chol HaMechuvin Hu, and the whole point of the asking that is, L'man Nasig Chayim Nitzchiyim HaNechmodim Mikol Zulosa. Kuloi Machmadim is the ultimate Toiv of Olam Habo. So how does he touch in the Pasuk? Chikoy Mamtakim. What's the mamtakim of this world? The mamtakim of this world is that you're Yorei the Rabbeinu Shalom and you use this world to bring into this world this idea of the Kedusha of Olam Haba and bring yourself closer to the ultimate Kuloi Machmad. Right? To the, everything that's Kuloi, the ultimate Tay. So what's this Pasuk teaching us? This Pasuk is describing what Olam Haza is here is for and what Olam Haza is. Olam Haza is the ultimate Toiv. Olam Haba is Ma'ashem Elekecha Toivish Mimcha. Ki Im Liyira, Shir HaShirim Rabba says, Chikoy Mamtakim, Ksiv, Ki Koyom HaRashem LeBeis Yisrael, Dirshuni V'Chayu, Yesh Lecha Chayil, Godol, Mosoik Mizeh. This life is Dirshuni V'Chayu. You want eternal life. You want Chayu Olam Haba, Dirshuni. Look for me. Try a Kesher for me. Live the Ruch Nizdikah life. And then, Kulay Machmad. So this world has it touches up the whole our whole yisayid of what this world is this pasuk. The whole existence in this world has to be of the chikay mamtakim to get it is a means to the ma'ashem lekechem of action is to get to the kulay machmad. Okay. Now let's go back and just look at the balaturim, and then I don't have to add anything to touch it anymore. Beis b'maseir. There's with kulay. Mamtakim and v'kulay loisir. Why? Haynu daminu m'sechtes nida. Mi mana ofar Yaakov u'misbar v'roi v'Yisrael. Al dovar zeh, nishmes enoi shel bilam. Eno shel bilam, bilam became mufka from having a sheiches and seeing, understanding, having any havana in the shomer. What did Bilam say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kadosh, u'mishar sof kadoshim, yistakel v'dovar zeh. What did he show? He's Ein Ha'aretz. He's looking at this world as Arzias. He's looking at this world in Gashmias Dikah terms in which it's Taiva. Taiva, what's the Rebbeinu Shalom doing over here? V'hainu, and for that, he gets to what? V'kuloi Laisira, despite the fact that you're Nevuah, despite the fact that V'kuloi Laisira, you will have no Sheiches to that V'kuloi that Hano. Bishvil, why? Bishvil Shadibar Neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You spoke in this world neged HaKadosh Baruch Hu to say this is physical and there's no Kedusha in this world. And you spoke against with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how we're describing the Bible? Shekuloi Machmadim. What's Kuloi Machmadim mean according to the Sigurna? That this whole world is a Hechetimsa to get to the Kuloi Machmadim of Olam Haba. There lies, therein in Chikei Mamtakim Kuloi Machmadim lies what the whole purpose of the world is. And you countered that. You went against that, as demonstrated by your taina. This world is kulay taiva. Hey, baze, if you were mkeifer in that kulay, that's what the world is. The kulay leisira, you will have no shyness to that kulay. That's the insight. We learn from this whole thing, aside from havana in the medrashim and in the balaturim, is just another. So Limud, we have to learn it again and again and again, and we still need to know it more, is what Olam Haza is. Right? Olam Haza is very deceptive. Olam Haza is an achizas inayim of an end in itself, and it's just a facade. It's a facade that was put there for us to be, for Klal Yisrael to be able to make with b'chirosam and yirosam to make a decision to see through the facade and see that the world is a world not of taivas and taivas and more taivas and getting more and more and more and more just for the purpose of having more and more hanos and elam hazeh and more taivas, but the purpose of the world is taira ukedusha, to be a eichlim b'olam hazeh, which is neichlim l'olam habo. That's a limud. And every decision that we make, and a person always has decisions, whether it's a decision what to do on a Motzi Shabbos, or what to do with your life, or what to do with yourself, whatever it is, you know, every person has, at every stage, almost everything you do is a decision. You have to view the decision through the prism of, is this the Eichlim B'Eilim Hazeh, which is taking to an Eichlim B'Eilim Habo, or is it not? Am I looking in the world, at the world, with the right lenses, with the right look at the world, or am I looking at the world with Ein Ha'aretz? Am I looking at the world with the Ayin of Artzis? Ciao.